Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Susie Thompson. A national cabinet meeting on men's violence against women will be held on Wednesday after a series of rallies across Australia at the weekend. Anthony Albanese says the focus should be on preventing the violence from happening in the first place.
We need to change the culture. We need to change attitudes. We need to change the legal system. We need to change the approach by all governments. Because it's not enough to support victims. We need to focus on the perpetrators and focus on prevention.
Rally organisers say at least 30 women have been killed at the hands of men so far this year. Police have charged a man with the murder and criminal damage by fire after an alleged domestic violence attack south of Perth. 30-year-old mother of four, Erica Hay, was found dead inside the burning home she shared with the accused in the early hours of Anzac Day. Police say a 35-year-old man fled the property with Hay's 3-year-old child. The man has appeared in Perth Magistrates Court with the case adjourned until next month. Elon Musk is in Beijing for talks with Chinese authorities to supply valuable driving data for global use. Electric vehicle manufacturer Tesla wants the information to work out autonomous driving algorithms. Obtaining the data would allow Tesla to compete better with Chinese electric vehicles. Australia must urgently plan a new energy system to cope with the post-coal era, according to a new Grattan Institute report. And a cat has been reunited with its owners after accidentally being shipped inside an Amazon returns package. Galena was found by an Amazon employee after travelling 6 days without food or water from Utah to California. Sport and entertainment are next. In sport, man of match performance from Nicho Hynes has seen the Sharks secure their place at the top of the NRL ladder after 8 rounds. Cronulla keeping Canberra scoreless with a 40-0 shellacking in the nation's capital. 16 points courtesy of Hynes. Earlier, the Newcastle Knights upset the Dolphins 18-14 at Suncorp Stadium. And in AFL, the Swans have moved to second on the ladder following a 72-point hiding of the Hawks, while the Gold Coast has maintained its unbeaten record at home in a 37-point win over West Coast. In entertainment news, Nicole Kidman has become the first Australian to be honoured with the American Film Institute's Lifetime Achievement Award. She joins the ranks of 11 other women who have received the award since it was established in 1973. And that is the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you later on for another update. I'm Susie Thompson.